You're listening to SBS News.
Russian installed leaders in occupied areas of four Ukrainian regions have set out plans for referenda on joining Russia. The self-proclaimed Luhansk People's Republic is to hold a referendum on joining Russia between the 23rd and 27th of September. Referendums in the neighboring self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic and Russian-controlled parts of Kherson and Zaporizhzhia regions of Ukraine were also announced. Jake Sullivan is the U.S. National Security Advisor. He says Russia is pressing forward with the referenda due to Ukraine's success in the battlefield.
As we've been warning for months, Russia appears to be proceeding with plans to hold sham referenda in areas of Ukraine under its control, and even in areas of Ukraine not currently under its control, in direct violation of Ukraine's sovereignty. Russia is rushing to hold these referenda in response to Ukraine's gains on the battlefield, as well as to prepare for potential mobilization measures. These referenda are an affront to the principles of sovereignty and territorial integrity that underpin the international system and that lie at the heart of the United Nations Charter.
Sergei Heyday is the Ukrainian governor of Luhansk. He also says Russia is holding the referenda because it's losing the war.
Given the fact that they will lose on the battlefield, the only thing left for them is to quickly hold fake referendums with falsified certain results to annex the occupied territories of Ukraine to the Russian Federation in order to do two things further. Firstly, this is an attempt to consolidate those territories so that the line of those territories passes along the front line. Secondly, this will provide an opportunity to further deoccupy our Ukrainian regions, which are temporarily deoccupied. Russia can admit that there is such an attack by Ukraine directly in Russia, and then war will be declared. They'll be able to make mobilization already compulsory.
Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov says taking over those regions was one of the goals of the special operation in Ukraine from the outset.
From the very beginning of the special military operation, but also before it, we have been saying that people of relevant territories should decide their fate. The current situation confirms that they want to be the masters of their fate.
French President Emmanuel Macron has dismissed the proposed referendums and says they would not be recognized by the international community.
La Russie a déclaré la guerre. Elle a envahi cette région.
Russia declared war. It invaded this region, it bombed it, it killed people, it made other people flee, and now it explains that in this same region, it is going to organize a referendum. If this were not tragic, we could laugh. This is cynicism, and therefore, obviously, it will not be recognized by the international community, and therefore, it will have no legal consequences. The only thing that can lead to a result is the withdrawal of Russian forces. It is the return of negotiations on terms that have to be defined by the Ukrainians and concluded by peace.
Though referenda are a challenge to the West that could sharply escalate the war, Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, does not seem very concerned.
The Russians can do whatever they want. It will not change anything.
This comes as Ukraine and the U.S. begin working together to prosecute those responsible for war crimes allegedly committed by Russian forces. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland and Ukraine's Prosecutor General Andriy Kostin signed a memorandum of understanding to facilitate the prosecution of alleged war crimes committed by Russia in Ukraine. Mr. Garland made the announcement at the Justice Department in Washington.
The MOU will allow us to work more expeditiously and efficiently in our respective investigations of war crimes. We know that the road ahead is neither short nor easy, but we and our Ukrainian partners will work tirelessly to pursue truth and justice. Our message is clear. There is no hiding place for the perpetrators of these atrocities.
Andriy Kostin, Ukraine's prosecutor general.
Those that commit international crimes should be held accountable. Our cooperation with the Department of Justice serves exactly this purpose. This memorandum of understanding allows us to step up our common efforts in ensuring accountability for international crimes.
Ukraine says around 450 civilian bodies have been found in a mass grave with their hands bound near Izium. War crimes investigators at the site have found evidence of torture. The Kremlin has rejected all war crimes allegations, calling them a lie. On the sidelines of the UN General Assembly meeting in New York, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke virtually at a Clinton Foundation event. He's calling for the U.S. to use its political influence to get more countries to help Ukraine.
Yes, there are ways in which many countries worldwide could help Ukraine through artillery pieces that we need, munitions, and definitely the U.S. could have political influence on this country to convince them. We have regular communication among presidents on the level of senators and the lobbyists. They are already present also in your hall, and they can do it.
Mr. Zelensky urged the United States to also declare Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism for its invasion of Ukraine and other atrocities committed by its military in the country. He says such a declaration would encourage other allies to follow suit, piling up pressure on President Putin to withdraw his forces from Ukraine. In Kyiv, some semblance of a return to normal life has come with the reopening of three McDonald's restaurants for the first time since Russia's invasion began nearly 7 months ago. The branches only opened for delivery services, but some customers were so excited that they waited outside the restaurants to collect their meals from the couriers queuing next to them. 29-year-old Anastasia Tolchinska is pleased there is no McDonald's in Russia.
I am happy we have McDonald's and the Russians don't and won't have it. Let the truth be on our side and let international business support the truth.
Meanwhile, Russian Defense Ministry spokesman Igor Konashenkov claims Russian forces detected 5 shellings at a thermal power plant located near the Zaporizhia nuclear facility, Europe's largest. Ukraine has long blamed Russia for the shelling on or near nuclear power plants. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.